ladies, did you know that your ability to live and feel authentically feminine is connected to your sexual power? Gentlemen, have you ever wondered what's behind those days when she seems to shine from within? If you answered yes to either of those questions, stay tuned for The O-Spot with best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley and get to the source of your power so you are living a life of greater connection and joy.
Good evening. Welcome to The O-Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. It is Wednesday night, August 26th, and here in New England, it is really lovely. We're at that time of year where the warm days kind of start to cool off at night a bit, and I just love it. So I hope it's been wonderful where you are as well, although I understand from a friend of mine who is he lives actually aboard a boat permanently. He's what's known as a live aboard. That there's a tropical storm on the way. I suppose if you live on a boat, you've really got to know your weather. So I'm hoping that she peters out. That's the verb to peter, not the name. And that we're not hit with that. So welcome. I have to admit that one of the things on my mind today is the sudden and really horrifying death of a Virginia reporter and her cameraman in rural Virginia, Allison Parker and Adam Ward, 24 and 27 years old, respectively. People need to remember their names and not the name of the man who committed this act. I must admit that what bothers me in addition to the act itself, is a bit of fear. You know, before John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln, it was, who would have thought about shooting a president? You didn't do that. That kind of thing didn't happen. Before Columbine, who would have thought to go into a school with children with a gun? And now this. And I admit that there's a part of me that's really kind of nervous about what this means. In terms of what will happen next. That was a downer. All right, what else can I talk about? You know what? I'm going to put in here. I'm sitting here in front of my computer. By the way, I am actually still in my home. Remember last week I did from my bedroom? I'm here again in my bedroom. Did not go over to the studio tonight because I was doing a lot of other work. So, okay. So I just put into Google happy news. It's happy National Dog Day. Aww. How about that? National Dog Day. I actually did see a lot of pictures of dogs. I think that if the NSA is going to, whatchamacallit, if they're going to like monitor our posts and things like that, then it's our duty to put up as many pictures of cute dogs, cats, funny animals, and all of that stuff. As we can. So there you go. Stay up to date on results for happy news. I could create an alert. Well, that would be different, wouldn't it? Who knew you could do that? Okay, let me put in fun news. What happens if I say fun news? Fun news stories. That's not fun. That's not fun. All right. Guys, it doesn't work. Putting in the word fun news does not work. Oh, I got fun activities to do on a rainy day. Okay. No, not worth it. All right. So that's it for my fun news. So I am heading to the beach tomorrow. Isn't that going to be fun? That's my fun news. I haven't been to the beach all winter. All winter. Freudian slip. I haven't been to the beach all summer, which for me is rough. I love the shore. I grew up in Jersey, as I've mentioned, and the beach and the boardwalk were a big part of my summers. So we're heading up to a place that actually has some fun sort of street side stuff to do, you know, the sort of ticky-tacky shops and lots of places to eat, because up here in New England, we don't have boardwalks. In fact, the first time I went to the Cape, which everybody had been talking about, so I'm like, oh, we have to go to the Cape. I saw the Cape and I was just like, really? That's what you guys get excited about? There wasn't as many waves. There were no boardwalks. And oh my God, the water was cold, much colder than Jersey. So, I'm hoping that since we're towards the end of August, the water will be, well, it will be about as warm as it can get. We haven't had any storms recently, and we're doing about as much as, you know, about as close as we can get to this warm as we get without the air starting to be ridiculously warm as well. In other fun news, from me to all of you, a lot of you know that one of the things I love to do is retell fairy tales. And I mentioned I was working on a series of novellas. But I am also going to be putting out in the next few weeks a Once Upon a Time journal. It's something I've been thinking about, and I've created it, and now I'm just going through the proofing process and having to get ISBN numbers and then get it to a printer and then proof it, and then I can get it to all of you. But it's going to be, half of it is prompts around the fairy tales themselves. Which fairy tales did you like as a kid? Which ones do you like as an adult? I was watching Maleficent again with Angelina Jolie and Dakota Fanning for the umpteenth time tonight. Every time it's on, I at least watch part of it. I love it. There's also that wonderful I Like You on Your Knees. I Like You Begging. Do It Again. But if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see I created a picture of that because I did like it so much. But I do love the retold fairy tales. So, you know, the fairy tales I loved as a kid, I like different ones now. And I like some of the same ones, but I like them for different reasons. So there's prompts about villains and which one scared you, and the villains you might have in your life. There's talks about wishes and magic, which are a part of fairy tales. And as kids, we wish they were a part of our lives, wishes and magic, and you know, genies and lamps and fairy godmothers. And when we get older, one of two things happens. Roald Dahl once said, people ask for magic and then they don't believe in it. Yeah, they ask for magic results and then they don't believe in it. And I think one of two things can happen. Either you can decide, no, there's no magic in the world, or you can see magic in how things manifest and how things come to you, in how dreams come true, in how you can create your own happy endings. So that's part of the journal, is to think about that. And then, of course, happy endings. I mean, that's where the fairy tales end, and they lived happily ever after. Or until the sequel, which Disney seems to want to do a lot of, and even Shrek did. But in, you know, even doing the sequels doesn't bother me in the sense that a happy ending is a happy ending, usually for now. And then there's a new journey. It's not an ending. It's the end of this journey. It's the end of discovering what we want in a partner and getting married. It's choosing to settle down and have a family. And then there's a whole new adventure and another journey to be taken. So while there are endings, there are new beginnings over and over again. And so the journal has that. And then I found lots of wonderful quotes from some favorite authors and Albert Einstein and Audrey Hepburn with their thoughts on fairy tales. And those are just there sort of as writing prompts. So I will keep you posted as to when Once Upon a Time, a guided journal to discovering your own happy ending comes out. And I have to say, I'm planning to do a whole bunch of journals because I write every morning for the most part. I do what Julia Cameron refers to as morning pages. I write at least three. Okay, sometimes I'm at two. There are just some mornings where my head just will not let me sit there for three. But it's just a way of sort of simultaneously brain dumping and brain waking for me. I don't know if it's just because I'm a writer or what it is, but there tends to be a lot of, or just because I'm a woman, there's a lot of noise in my head. And the morning pages kind of helps me sort that out a bit. It helps me to go over the day before, if there's anything still on my mind, the day to come. And I've been known to work out writing projects there. You know, I've been known to sit there at the blank page going, I have no idea what to write, which is exactly my problem with my book. And here's the problem. And I write about the problem. And then suddenly things will start to slowly but surely unravel, which is, I was going to say wonderful, but actually in the moment, it feels like magic. It really and truly does. So there you go, the real life magic that exists. So I love doing journals. I love buying journals. And actually, it's very personal for me. I tend not to have people buy them for me. I prefer to buy them for myself because I need what I want and I need the paper to feel a certain way and stuff. But I'm creating a whole bunch of journals based on the things I love. I'm going to do a shoe lover's journal, and there's one for chocolate lovers and one for coffee lovers. Thinking of doing one to help people with kink. It's going to be a sort of a journal, so you can write down, you know, this is the scene that we were planning, and this is what did happen, and this is how we felt, and do we want to do this again, and what did we learn, and all that stuff. Because when you're first getting into anything like that, you know, you kink can be really intense for people, not because of the actions, but because of the vulnerability and the intimacy that's required. And I think having a place to talk about it, to write it down, to refer back, like, yeah, this really worked. Oh my God, I was so excited by that. I completely forgot. I think that's a good thing, because you know me, I believe in us finding the things that we desire, the things that give us pleasure, which I was just reading this week. I put in what is pleasure, and I got this thing about happiness is different. Happiness is long lasting and pleasure is fleeting. And I thought, well, you can define that, I suppose, anywhere you want. But one of the things we talk about, that I talk about here so much, is finding what we desire, bringing pleasure into our lives, living from that happy place. So that's what I would want to see continue. And that's what I hope people will discover with some of these uncovering their desire journals and things like that, that I'll be doing. So we're about to go into our first break here. I hope you'll come back, because we're going to talk about orgasms. Yes, we are. Come back after the break for more of the O Spot on Om Times Radio.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Free your mind. Isn't that just a wonderful thing to consider doing? You know, there's this meme that goes around that either being a woman or being a writer is like having 40 tabs open or 240 tabs open on your browser at all times. And it's so true. And I'm trying hard to keep that focus and keep that calm. I have a wonderful planning system that I use. It's an online system. It's totally free. I'm happy to share it with you. It's called Simpleology, spelled exactly how it sounds. And I start it up every morning. I go through the video training because I've started doing it again in the last few months, and they have these practices to put in. And first, it's all about your brain dump and what do you need to do and what do you need to schedule and deliberate. And I am getting more done, getting more of what's actually on my list. This is what I need to get to today. And it's a wonderful thing when I click that little box and it goes whoop and it goes away. And there's a plugin, I think that's what it is, or an extension that I can put, and I have put on my Chrome, so I can right click any web page that I'm on and it saves it to Simpleology, so that way when I do my morning brainstorm, I can put that in deliberate or watch or do it again, and I can close the tab on my computer. Do you remember the week I had so many tabs open I wasn't sure I was going to be able to like talk to you guys because my computer was acting up because of it? Well, this has been a great way to be able to close tabs, keep focused when at least on the internet. And I do try now to not have sort of my Word documents up where I can also see the internet. I try to like put that to sleep a bit too. So I'll tell you again, it's called Simpleology. It works for me. I find it intuitive. Feel free to check it out. And if it works for you, wonderful. And please let me know. Remember, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/authorRachelKenley. Or / the O spot with Rachel. Or if you feel free to email me, rachelkenley@gmail.com. And let me know if that one works for you. I have friends who like Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O. They're very pleased with the way that one helps them manage their minds. But that whole free your mind thing, you know, to be able to focus on what needs to get done. And I know talking about a daily planner may not sound like it's connected to, you know, that glow that he talks about in my promo and my preview, but it is, because it's really hard to glow and feel empowered and feel authentic when you're thinking about 6 dozen other things. And not only thinking about all these other things, but while you're thinking about them, feeling like you're not getting the important things accomplished. I had to go out for groceries today. Yes, trust me, this is very important. And I managed to know 4 dinners that I could buy and pick the stuff up for. So I actually made a lovely dinner tonight. Still, my typical 5 ingredients or less, that's kind of my limit. I either assemble with pre-made sauces or I can do 5, maybe 6 ingredients. And then I have the ingredients for 3 more other dinners. To take that off of my plate and out of my head feels wonderful. It means I can focus on writing that journal more, my story more. It means I can focus on my children when they need me or plan for this beach trip tomorrow. So doing that one thing and getting it off my plate has empowered me to do more. And when you, that empowerment is, of course, also energizing. Right, when you get to the end of the day and you don't feel like you've done any of the things you intended, and this is my oh no section, so remember that. So the oh no is, here I am at the end of the day. I've been ridiculously busy. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And I don't feel like I got done the things I was hoping to, wanted to, needed to, deserved to. And now you feel more exhausted. And you feel like tomorrow's got more things piled up on top of it. Well, God forbid anybody wants to have sex with you at that point, right? You are so... Your head, you're just swimming. You're drowning in a swirl of your own thoughts. So the more tools we can find... I shouldn't say the more tools. The last thing you need is, you know, 10 different tools that you can maybe use this one and maybe use that one. But when you find tools that really work, use them and try to use them a lot at the beginning. I recently learned Scrivener for Writers. I think I may have mentioned it. It's really helping me organize novels and a project I'm working on for a friend, for a book for her. It's fabulous. And I took a class and I got it. And now I can do the basics, but a lot of the fun extras that he taught, I've forgotten. Now, fortunately, it's a video class, so I can go back. And this is one of the many things I do love the internet for. And the teachers who create the webinars, that you don't have to be there live. And even if you are, you can go back and review. So there are softwares, there are programs, there are apps. Actually, Symbolology has an app, and if I think of something, I open the app, I put it in the dream catcher, that's what they call it, I hit enter, and that's it. I know it will be there when I need it. So finding those few tools, those sort of central tools that will make the other things easier, is a wonderful gift. So, like I said, let me know if you try Symbolology and let me know the other ones that work for you in other parts of your life. I know Fly Lady, FLY, capital F, capital L, capital Y, Lady, is a huge one for a lot of folks for keeping their homes organized. I've used it successfully. I am off using it at the moment because there are just a little bit too much going on in the house, and it's a little chaotic. But I happen to know it's a very successful program for a lot of people. And one of my favorite things she says is start right where you are. Where you are is perfect. And then she has you go shine your sink, because that's her sort of central place to keep clean, and everything spins out from there. So finding ways to systematize the things that we have to do on a daily basis, plan our days, make dinner, clean our house, take care of family. By having the things that work for that, we can then clear your mind and get focused on the things that are much more fulfilling for us, the desires, the passions, the goals, the dreams that you've kind of wanted to uncover now for quite some time, maybe. You know, you look back and you read a book and something wakes up in you. There's a longing that wakes up in you. I think that's why the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy was one of many reasons, but one of the reasons I think it was successful was it woke something up in women. But like using a system that you don't know what to do next, is once you close the book, that part kind of ends up going back to sleep because we don't know where it is and where it lies. And that's one of the reasons, that was part of the impetus for me to be here with you every week, is to remind you that this part lives inside of you all the time. It's beautiful and powerful, these dreams you had. And what they mean for you now, they might not be the same. The first dream I can ever really remember having, I don't mean a sleeping dream, I mean, you know, the dream slash goal, was to be a Broadway actress. And I studied and I went to auditions, and my dad even took me to one in New York. I feel very, very fortunate to have done that. And I went to a summer camp called Stage Door Manor, very famous here on the East Coast. And I really got a taste of what this was going to be like, what the sacrifice would be, what the commitment would be, and what the competition would be. And I realized that while it was something I wanted, not something I dreamed about, I did not have that inner commitment, that depth of passion for this, that the people who were going to succeed had and needed. And with that kind of knowledge, I let that go. I've had people ask me, you know, do you miss that? Do you wish you could do it again? I mean, yeah, part of me, I think, would have a blast when I'm like in my 60s becoming a character actress. You know, the old woman and all the, you know, she, you know, the guest starring roles, you know, she's just there for one episode and stuff. I think that would be fun. Look up Anne Handy, H-A-N-D-Y. I'd love to be her. You know, another 20 years or so. Yeah, why not? That would be a blast. But because I got this great opportunity to see what becoming a Broadway actress would require, I got to see what level of passion and commitment it would require. And that wasn't what I had. It is what I have for writing. It is what I have for this topic of being sexually empowered, of being fully feminine and being authentic, which is why I will be here week after week, which is why I will write until the day I die. That is where my passion lies. So I don't feel sad about it. I can remember it with great joy. I remember having wonderful fun. But I also have this knowledge that it wasn't something I missed. It was something that wasn't my deepest passion. But I do know people for whom it wasn't. A guy I went to camp with and also to high school with is still treading the boards. He is in his early 50s. He will probably never be a big name. I've heard his albums. I know he's been nominated for a Tony. But it's his passion. He writes for it. He writes music. He's written plays. This is his passion. No matter what else he's doing, maybe to make money, this is what he loves. And he's living it. What could be better than that? Knowing what you're passionate about and then living it. And those are two very important parts. Because without the knowing, there can never be the living. So that's, you know, one of the things I want from you. The oh no for this week is no, 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 no. You don't get to go through life not knowing. Connect with what you dream about. See then if there's passion behind it and the willingness to make a commitment. So come back after the break because I'm going to totally shift gears for our oh yes section here on the O Spot on Om Times Radio.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers.
live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, I guess if your conscious lifestyle's on steroids, that's okay. I don't know. Maybe they should pick a better word than something associated with illegal performance-enhancing drugs. Although, you know, let's face it, being aware, being conscious, being striving for more is performance-enhancing. So, fine, let's go with that way. I don't need to rebrand OM Times, do I? No, I didn't think so. All right. You guys need a little, oh, yes, don't you? Okay, I don't blame you. I found this great, you know what I'm going to say, video. It is a TED Talk by a woman named Jane Langdon, and I just realized that I did not, Langdon, I did not look up her background. Usually, Langton, by the way, L-A-N-G-T-O-N, I did not look her up in advance to tell you a little bit about her. Okay, I'm looking at two different ones. Okay, this is funny. There are two. And one is an American writer and author of children's literature. And the other does adult sexual health education. Okay. Guess which one as the video that I'm going to be playing for you tonight. Yeah, that would be the adult sexual health. Her website is, you're going to love this, ajuicylife.com. And at the top it says, intimacy, touch, and sex is so important for you at any age, whether solo or partnered. So guess what this video is about? Yes, it's about masturbation. Okay. It is a little over 15 minutes. It's like 16 minutes. So I'm going to start it. We're going to finish the last part in our oh wow section. And I personally think that, you know, masturbation and orgasms is a great oh wow, don't you? Something that's an energy to take into the work week. So here it is. Jane Langdon, Emotion for Masturbation, The Naked Truth.
I feel like I've been dying to tell this story for a very long time. And as I was preparing for this, I wondered how much of my personal story should I or would I dare to share. You see, for me to convey the impact of silence surrounding sexuality, I knew I needed to tell my own story. The thought of doing it, though, scares the heck out of me. And as much as I do share my personal stories, I never imagined sharing something so private in such a public space. But I'm inspired to do it because I see the positive impact I have on those when I do. And this feeds my soul. So here goes. I masturbate. And I masturbate regularly. I have done most of my life. I used to joke around with my friends that my right arm was much stronger than my left. You see, I'm very right-handed. I use this arm and this hand. But about 8 months ago, my life became overwhelmingly busy, and I wondered if that was it for me. I thought menopause, stress, exhaustion, because it was taking me far too long, and I was too tired to do it. But I eventually listened to my own advice and realized that, or acknowledged that all of those things can affect my sexual health and my general health. And fortunately, for now, I'm back on track. That is my reality. I masturbate. Some people do, some don't. Some will, some won't. I haven't grown hair on my hand. I haven't gone blind. And at some point, I had the courage to share my pleasure with another. You see, I was embarrassed about it for a long time, and I knew it was important. I knew I needed to eventually share my pleasure with another. How else would they know how to pleasure me? But it was such a vulnerable place to be. And as Brené Brown says in her TED Talk, the path to each other starts with our own vulnerability. And I believe very little is more vulnerable than sharing our own self-pleasure with another. Not having to get it right was difficult for me because all the emotions around sex and intimacy can be perfectly messy, tenderly raw, predictably gut-wrenching, and awesomely beautiful. And at the center of it is my willingness to be vulnerable. A number of years ago, I finally had the opportunity and the courage to share my story with a group of people. We were talking about sexual health. And I had that opportunity, and the moment I brought that up, I swear, you could have heard a pin drop in the room. And I realized then, even more so than ever, the huge hurdles I faced in bringing this conversation out into the open. And my English friend Suzanne says, more people would be masturbating more often if we didn't have to deal with that bloody word. And for many, that may be true. The first time I masturbated with someone else in the room, I thought my head would explode. I thought I'd have an aneurysm because it was taking far too long. I was wondering what was wrong with me. You know, it's taking far too long. Everyone else takes much less time than I do. And I thought that an intimate relationship started with being with someone else. And I realized it started with getting to know me, my body, what I loved, what I needed, what I desired, what I craved, what fantasies worked for me, all those things. And then having the courage to share it. And eventually, though, it took my partner bringing their kindness and patience into the exchange for it to happen. And it didn't happen the first time, or the second time, or even the third. Eventually, though, it did. And it was freaking amazing. Afterwards, I cried. When I told a friend of mine that story, she said, Jane, you have to share it. Can you imagine how valuable that story would be to so many people? I said, are you freaking crazy? I couldn't imagine ever doing that. But I'm doing it because so many of us struggle with trying to get it right. I still struggle with it all the time. 1 minute, I know exactly what I want. I know how to communicate it to a partner. I'm as confident as can be. Next minute, I just want to run and hide. It's a curious thing. No two people will enjoy pleasure the same way. Everyone is different, and exploring is lifelong. We shouldn't expect our partners to know how to pleasure us, and vice versa. And a great question to ask, as Dan Savage says, is what are you into? In other words, what turns you on? And have the courage to say what turns you on, especially if someone asks. I do get it's not always as easy as we'd like it to be. Dr. Richard Wassersug, a professor of evolutionary biology, states, having sex is natural, talking about it isn't. It's an evolutionary problem. From an evolutionary standpoint, we learn to have sex before we learn to talk. And I got that if I could talk about masturbation, I could talk about so many other things relating to my sexual health and my overall health as well, because this pleasure was good for me. Made me happy, gave me energy, helped me focus, cleared my sinuses when I had a cold, gave me some stress relief when I was overwhelmed. It did, really. And also comforted me when I was in pain. How could it not be good for me? But remember, this is my experience. Everyone is different. And again, why masturbation? Well, as Dr. Betty Dodson says, a pioneer in this field, masturbation is the foundation for all human sexuality. And I believe it opens up the conversation to so many important other topics relating to our health. People used to say years ago that I brought up the topic of masturbation to shock them. Well, I'm sure I did way back when, but my wish truly is to inspire awesomely beautiful and healthy conversations with ourselves, our partners, our loved ones, our healthcare providers, and those we care for, about our sexual health, about intimacy, connection, touch, companionship, pleasure, whatever that is for you. Can you imagine the ripple effect those conversations will have on all aspects of our lives? Now, men have the luxury and the burden of having their genitals right in front of them, for them and the world to view. Few women have seen, really seen, their own genitals, never mind another female's, except in pornography, but that's a whole other topic. In fact, we seem to have mistaken our vulva for our vagina. Now, don't get me wrong, it's no one's fault in particular, but for those who want to have an incredible conversation, I have with me Dory Lane's wondrous vulva puppet. It's great for a conversation starter, and it's also great for a refresher in the female anatomy. I carry a smaller version around with me in a kit. And I'd love to have the male version if she's listening. I also carry with me a vibrator. And I carry a vibrator with me because women need direct clitoral stimulation for orgasm. So I talk about this a lot. And most men have never considered the pleasures a vibrator can offer them. Really. And I also carry with me the female or internal condom for men and for women. And you might find me in a local coffee shop doing a condom demo. If you ever run into me, ask for one. Really, why not? I don't know, I'm an educator. I'm a human being first, and my stories come from that place. We can truly learn so much from each other once we have the courage to share. Whether solo or partnered, faced with an illness or disability, young or young at heart, we can then masturbation can have many benefits in the
How about that? I'll stop you on the masturbation can have many benefits part. My cat is trying to sit on my computer. Come back for the last section of the O spot and we'll decide our oh wow for the week.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Thank you.